there's a movement here, which is that when there is a movement away from the essentials, then truth starts to come and investigate things, and what I mean by that is that questions are raised in our mind about where we're at. So when those questions arise within us, and we see the questions in the text being asked, the man in the field, there's a dialogue of questioning that goes on there. And that questioning really represents influx that comes to us when we're beginning to perhaps stray off the path, which calls us to investigate where we're at. And that investigation is actually the Lord's truth coming in and doing its work within us. So with every coming, which was mentioned, every truth is a coming of the Lord. And of course, a coming of the Lord isn't just, you know, like there's two aspects to the coming of the Lord. There is the Lord coming to establish a new church, but that also brings about a judgment on what can no longer be sustained and function in terms of our spiritual life. So that's what's happening in the story. You have this in representation of this coming through Joseph going to investigate his brothers. And this is what the word does when we engage with it. As we engage with the word, the divine spiritual begins to open us up and begins to investigate where our thinking and activity is at internally. And that's so there's this uncovering of our false beliefs, our misplaced motivations, all of that starts to become part of this process. And really it's about a separation of what can no longer serve the Lord and an establishment of what can. And we begin to see that as the story goes on, of course, because we see the brother's reaction to Joseph coming in the next phase of the reading.